You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The director of the Michigan State Police has apologized for sharing a Facebook post calling NFL players who take a knee during the national anthem, I quote here, degenerates. The Michigan Black Legislative Caucus is demanding Governor Snyder fire Colonel Christy Kebby Achu. The black lawmakers say they are appalled by the post, but Governor Snyder says he will not ask her to resign, citing her decades of public service. With us now, Jack Hall. In August 1967, he became the first African-American Michigan State Police trooper, and he helped to recruit women and minority troopers. He retired as a captain in 1992. Jack, what do you make of the director of the Michigan State Police seemingly calling on people who choose to kneel during the anthem to protest the unequal treatment of African-Americans by law enforcement, ingrates, and degenerates?
My take on that might be different than other people. She has a right to her opinion. But she does not have a right to call somebody a degenerate or derelict or anything like that. She has the right to her opinion, but not to call people names.
And the idea that it's posted on social media, even though this is supposedly just for friends?
That would make it even worse. And again, she is representing the state of Michigan as the director of the Michigan State Police, which I serve with, and I just love the Michigan State Police. Overall, it's a fine organization. For her to represent the Michigan State Police and to actually call people names because they have an opinion is just totally unacceptable.
Jack, during your years at the Michigan State Police, the Justice Department sued the department. That was in 1975, alleging discrimination against minorities and women. There was certainly the federal consent decree until 1993, monitoring the department's hiring of minority troopers. And after the consent decree was lifted, it seemed the numbers of minority troopers started to decline to the point where in 2015, the Detroit Free Press reported there were 59 black troopers among the more than 1,100 statewide. What happened?
I think what happened is that, and again, I think this is probably not only statewide, I think this is nationwide. When they lifted the consent decree, I think the people took their eye off the ball. And my take on that is that I think the people became complacent and saying that, okay, the state police has satisfied what we were ordered to do. Therefore, we do not have to recruit blacks, Hispanics, women, or whatever. But I got to tell you right now, I don't know many blacks, Hispanics, or whatever, including myself, that law enforcement was on their bucket list. It was not on my bucket list. I got into law enforcement because I was looking for a job which had some stability. Once I got into law enforcement, then I wanted to better myself. The only thing I knew about police officers, they screwed with people. They messed with people for no reason. And I think this is true to a lot of young blacks that lived in a segregated situation, is that law enforcement was just not our friend. And so you just never aspire to be a police officer on any police department, state police included.
And I know in your time with the MSP, you spent a lot of time recruiting new troopers. So
Right. You
were hearing this firsthand.
Right. Now, one thing, my recruitment was a little bit different perhaps than other people. I would go to universities, I would go to high schools and whatever, and I'd ask a young fellow, why don't you come into the state police? No, I do not want to be a police officer, and definitely I want to be state police, period. I said, why not? Because they mess with people. They beat on people. I said, let me ask you something. Out of all of the things that you've seen where young blacks have been assaulted by police for no reason or whatever, do you know anything about salt and pepper? Oh, yeah, salt and pepper is something you put on your salad or whatever. No. A salt and pepper team. No, I can't think I know that concept. Well, a salt and pepper team is this. If you have a black officer and a white officer working together, have you ever seen these two officers assault a black guy or assault a white guy? It very seldom happens. I said, well, I never thought of that concept. I said, well, it works. The more blacks you have on the department, the less likely you're going to get a situation where a police officer, whether it's black or white, going to overreact towards somebody that looks different than he does or she does, because they understand perhaps where the person is coming from. So they're yelling or screaming or whatever. A black person, hey, the guy doesn't mean any harm by it. He's just, you know, just reacting. And more than likely, they're not going to exacerbate the situation. They're going to be more tolerant of what's going on. And I was really successful, not only myself, but we got a lot of young blacks, Hispanics, women, whatever, in the recruiting effort. And we did a super job. And like you say, the numbers you're talking about, when I left the state police, we was just either just under or just over 200 black officers in the state police, African Americans in the state police. Within 10 years, we're down to 59, I think. And I'm thinking, what happened?
And Colonel Etchu has said she wants to see diversity among the ranks improve. How do you think that Facebook post is going to affect the MSP effort to attract more qualified black candidates?
Well, I think it's going to curtail it, because you can say anything you want to, but you got to look and see what the person is doing. And basically my concern is that I have no idea what you say you're going to do. I'm just looking at what you did, and I looked at something like 8 schools, which they average probably 70, 80, 90, sometimes over 100 off. They had 8 schools, which would be around 800 people. Out of the 800 recruits starting, they had less than 20 African-Americans starting, and probably a similar number of females and other ethnic minorities. So I challenged her that, is that what happened? She had no answer. She said, well, we've been recruiting. Well, you should have looked and saw what we did. Maybe you can mimic that and do the same thing we did back when under Colonel Davis.
And then based now knowing what was posted by Colonel Etchu this weekend, how do you think that's going to go with recruitment?
I think it's going to definitely curtail, because you might have a young black or Hispanic or female or whatever that's seriously thinking about coming to the state police. And they either hear or see what she said, they're going to say, this is wrong. I really don't know if I want to work for an organization that condones this type of behavior on the part of the person that's running the organization. But again, that's my opinion. And I would, if I was betting, I would say it's going to have a negative effect on recruiting on minorities.
Jack Hall, the first African-American to become a Michigan State Police trooper. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Jack.
And thank you.
The Michigan State Police did not respond to our request to speak with Colonel Etchu. We also reached out to the Michigan State Police Troopers Association, and they declined to comment.